Good morning, a Wednesday morning, and we are with Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Let's head on up to Saratoga for the finance commissioner, and we have a winner.
We have a final tally. Yesterday, the Saratoga County Board of Elections, what they did is they counted the absentee and the affidavit ballots in the Saratoga Springs finance commissioner race, which there was a primary in it on June 25th. And after that primary day, the challenger, Patty Morrison, looked like she had a narrow lead. She had about a 20-vote lead. And then after yesterday's canvassing of the absentee and affidavit, it turns out she had a bigger lead, 32 votes. So she gets 765 votes, Patty does, and she defeated the 8-year incumbent, Michelle Madigan. This sets up the stage for the fall race. It will be Patty Morrison on the Democratic line, but the incumbent, Michelle Madigan, will still be on the ballot on two lines, and the working families and independent. Obviously, they're smaller parties, but Madigan says she will still be on those lines, but she's not sure she's going to run an active campaign. She says she's got too many things to do to focus on the city's finances, et cetera. It's an interesting development, too, because it could affect the Saratoga Springs School Board. This is the school board that's had a lot of controversy over the last year with the decision not to authorize the grounds monitors to carry weapons. So Patty Morrison is on the school board right now, and if she wins in the general election in November, she would have to step down from that seat. And she was one of the individuals who voted to not authorize these grounds monitors. So it sort of has a ripple effect potentially where then that position becomes open on the school board. So we'll be watching that carefully.
Now let's go to the Schenectady City Council, which has apparently backed opposition to a liquor store.
The Schenectady City Council, the Committee on Government Operations, on Monday night, they voted to take two actions in their effort to what they are concerned about with too many liquor stores in the city. So the first thing they did is they voted to send a letter to the state liquor authority formally opposing a liquor store proposed for Albany Street, right in the heart of the Hamilton Hill neighborhood. So the Planning Commission in the city has approved it, but it's still waiting a liquor license from the state. And the council has really gotten a lot of backlash from community leaders saying the last thing we need in a poorer community is yet another liquor store. And so the second thing they did Monday, they sent a letter to the city's Planning Commission also opposing another liquor store that's proposed for the Eastern Avenue neighborhood. The other thing that they're going to do now is more heavily scrutinize some state regulations about liquor stores, about how close they can be to schools, how close they can be to other liquor stores, and begin to vet them more carefully in this regard, because both of these proposals, according to the committee, may run within those distance limits. So they're going to start looking at them more carefully. Community leaders have said the last thing we need to do is keep populating every corner with a liquor store where the poor community already is, more likely to smoke, and also they have alcohol problems. So they're trying to get on top of that.
Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Miles, thank you.
Take care, David.